I'm Kelly Beattie, the editor of Night Sky magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of what's overhead during October evenings. It's definitely not summer anymore, so before you head out, make sure you're dressed warmly. And grab a blanket, a folding chair, or one of those reclining loungers so that you can lean way back. Then find a spot that's far away from bright lights with a clear view all around the horizon. Okay, let's go. If you go out early in the month, the moon will be up in the sky after sunset. And it was the same deal back in September. Why so? It takes the moon 29 and a half days, just under 1 month, to go through a complete cycle of phases. So on the same date, from 1 month to the next, you'll see that the moon looks pretty much the same and in the same part of the sky. This month we get a full moon early, on October 6th. We call this one the harvest moon. It's the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox, which was back on September 23rd. Normally, the moon rises and sets about an hour later each night. But if you watch on the days after October 6th, you'll notice that the moon continues to come up while it's still twilight. It has to do with the shallow angle between the moon's orbit and the horizon at this time of the year. Traditionally, this seasonal quirk of geometry gives farmers a few extra evenings of bright moonlight to bring in their crops, hence the name Harvest Moon. Before we get too deep into October, as twilight fades, I want you to look low in the southwest, to the left of where the sun sets by about twice the width of your fist held at arm's length. If you've got a clear view in that direction, you should see the planet Jupiter. All summer long, the king of planets was riding high in the sky. But this month marks its swan song for the year. Jupiter sinks a little lower into the glow of sunset all month long. Here's a great way to hone your stargazing skills. How late in October can you pick out Jupiter by eye? And how does the clarity of the sky affect whether or not you see it? By the 24th or 25th, you'll probably need binoculars. If you've got a pair, look for a faint star-like point to Jupiter's lower left. That's Mercury, lurking near the sun. But don't let it get too dark. These planets will be gone below the horizon by 6:30 or 7. Now make a quarter turn to your right so that you're facing northwest. See anything familiar over the horizon? It's our old friend, the Big Dipper. We're used to seeing it higher in the sky, but here it's not far above the horizon. As the starry sky turns westward through the changing seasons, constellations sink into the sunset and new ones rise up in the east. But for star patterns like the Big Dipper, in the northern part of the sky, this seasonal shift becomes a slow, counterclockwise dance around Polaris, the North Star. Polaris isn't the brightest star in the sky, but it's easy to find. Here's how. First, find the two stars on the right side of the Big Dipper's bowl. Now draw an imaginary line through them, and follow that line upward and to the right until you spot a medium bright star pretty much all by itself. There you go, that's Polaris. Now use that clenched hand to measure three fists to the upper right of Polaris. You'll see a group of five stars crudely shaped like a three, or maybe you'll see them as a broad W tipped up on its left corner. Whatever, the whole pattern is a little bigger than your fist. This is the constellation Cassiopeia, who's a queen in Greek mythology. Now, I gotta tell you, this doesn't look much like a queen to me. Nope. When someone says Cassiopeia, I immediately think W. You'll see that Cassiopeia and the Big Dipper are situated on opposite sides of the North Star. So when one is high up, the other is low down. The Dipper dominates during spring and summer, while Cassiopeia rules during fall and winter. For you meteor buffs, October is a so-so month. Every year around the 21st and 22nd, Earth passes through the modest Orionid meteor shower. And the good news is that this year the moon won't interfere. Orionid meteors can be seen from midnight to dawn for several nights. And if you've got a good dark sky, you might spot a shooting star from this shower about once every 5 minutes on average. They're called Orionids because if you trace their streaks back across the sky, they'll appear to converge in the constellation of Orion, which rises up in the east around 11 p.m. Oh, one more thing. In case you haven't noticed, Halloween isn't just for kids anymore. It's become a big-time celebration for adults, too, with grown-up costumes, parties, and an ever-growing spectacle of gaudy decorations. It's all good fun, and I'll admit that we trot out our share of plastic pumpkins and fuzzy spiders. But late October also brings great observing weather. The temperatures are usually pleasant, the bugs have vanished, and there's plenty to look at up above. So when trick-or-treaters invade our neighborhood, I set up my telescope on our driveway. I figure a few passing goblins might want to take a peek through the eyepiece. It's always a big hit, and if you've got a scope, you really should try it. This Halloween, the moon will be a little past first quarter, so you'll have something to show off that even small fry can appreciate. If you want more sky watching tips, check out Night Sky's official website, skytonight.com. Next month, I'll explain why Queen Cassiopeia is not a happy camper. Until then, I wish you clear skies.